Hi everyone, this is Dr. Deb Zucker, and welcome to our monthly free teleseminar for January. And tonight's topic is on knowing our innate wholeness. So before I launch into sharing about what this topic means to me, I just want to take a moment for all of you listening, if you're listening live or you're listening to the recording later, just to pause and bring yourself into the present moment. So maybe that means removing distractions from your space, any temptations of multitasking. Just taking a minute here to relax into a sense of connection with this body that you're living in, with your choice to be on this call tonight, with what your intentions are to be showing up here and prioritizing, listening and contributing perhaps to this conversation tonight. So this topic, knowing our innate wholeness, just want to throw some questions out there to help you kind of check in with yourself in this moment. We throw around a lot of language around health, holistic health, integral health, naturopathic, integrative. So just seeing for yourself right now, what do those words mean to you? How do you relate with the idea of holism? How does that translate into your personal orientation to health? Perhaps there might be some practices that you do, or ways in which you consciously are supporting yourself in what feels like a holistic way. And just seeing for yourself right now, is there a sense for you of an internal checklist, perhaps, of the different things that you're supposed to do to support yourself? Perhaps there's a whole bunch of different things, you know, around your emotional well-being or your physical well-being or your spiritual well-being. You might have ideas of what it means to take care of yourself in these ways. And you might feel like you're really doing a great job of really touching into all those different aspects of yourself. Or you might have a lot of shame or a sense of guilt or judgment of how you're not really taking care of yourself. And maybe you're missing out on certain parts and they nag at you. You kind of rub against yourself in that way. You might sense kind of an effortlessness of supporting yourself in some ways, perhaps, you know, in more of the emotional realm or the physical realm. But in other aspects of yourself, you really struggle. Perhaps you haven't been tuning in to more of the mental space, or you haven't been tuning in to a spiritual connection. Whatever it might be for yourself, just really kind of getting real and honest with yourself in this moment of how do you relate and navigate with this whole idea of holistic or wholeness within yourself. Without any need to make yourself wrong here, but you're just simply taking stock and tuning in to what your current belief systems and paradigms and ways of relating are. So in a sense, I'm asking you to feel into, how healthy is your relationship with health? And I ask that from a place where a lot of the emphasis that I feel like I end up having in my in my work, whether it's one-on-one or, you know, in these classes that I'm teaching or longer programs, is actually healing our relationship with health, helping us to come into a whole new ground of how we hold ourselves in our lives and how we relate with our own vitality and sense of capacity of coming alive in life. And so just for yourself in this moment, just noticing, is there a sense of ease or a relaxation of how you might be able to turn towards yourself with an orientation of love? Not surface level love, but a deep loving relationship, like being a mother or father to yourself. And to nourish yourself from that place, feeling a compassion and a deep holding of the complexity of who you are and how all these different aspects interweave and show up within you as your experience of being an alive human being. So on that note, I'm going to guide you in a bit of a sort of meditation visualization process. And just as you're moving through this, you know, this is really about kind of helping to engender a direct experiential relationship with what it is that we're touching into tonight. So in this moment, if you haven't already, coming into a comfortable position that you can relax into, let down any sense of holding or the distractions, and inviting yourself home into your body. Imagining that this conscious awareness is arriving home in your particular body for the first time. Can you imagine that? Coming in, and for the first time, you're able to tune into and feel the life energy that's permeating your entire being. Can you feel in this moment just the subtle sensations that give you feedback that you are alive, that your consciousness is able to experience life infusing this body that you are, this physical body that you are, and feeling yourself being breathed, that pulsation of your heartbeat moving the blood through your body. And even beyond those rhythmic cycles, just feeling, seeing if you can drop in deeper into yourself and feel that essence of the life force of life infusing this body, allowing you to sense and feel, to have emotions, to have this unique holding for your particular thoughts, for this consciousness that's observing all this to come into this physicality, this energetic being. And in this moment, can you feel the miracle of that? The incredible miracle of what it is to actually be alive in this body right now without really knowing how this happened or who you really are. And of course, you know, we all have different belief systems and faith, you know, of how we orient around that and hold that for ourselves. And through those different lenses, really feeling the reverence towards ourselves that we are alive in this body right now. And as you stay in touch with that, I'd like you to imagine witnessing the mystery of a seed that transforms into a plant. You plant that seed in the ground, you water it, it gets sunshine, and somehow it sprouts and pushes its way through the soil, growing from a simple seed into a robust plant that fruits and flowers, flowers and fruits, and has its unique way of growing and blooming and blossoming and expressing itself in the world. And all it got was the sunlight, the water, and the nutrients that it needs to live. And perhaps you were removing its competitors or pests that might get at it. You can see the miracle there, right? It's like you can see that somehow with those few simple ingredients, that plant was born and grew and evolved. And you can see the way that life energy just moves that plant. And the connection to make in this moment is that that same life energy is what's pulsing in you. So what's pulsing in you that you can connect in with is also what animates the plants. The food that we harvest to eat, the animals. It's the same life energy that's permeating everything, that guides our own unfoldment in the same way that that plant grows and moves and blossoms in its own way. And that same life energy is also connected to our innate capacity to heal and to move towards our own thriving and our own sense of aliveness. You know, we can see that when we watch the plants grow, or we can watch wild animals caring for themselves. And it's obvious that there's some innate knowing, there's some guidance there. And so noticing for yourself, what's your connection with this life energy within you that infuses all of you and that's connected with all of life? How is it that you're capable of even noticing that? So recognizing your capacity to witness the physical sensations, the thoughts, the emotions, and to see that that's part of that life energy infusing you too. It's part of the mystery that we have a witnessing consciousness that's able to hold space for our experience in our lifetime, that's able to connect us with the consciousness infusing everything. Our wholeness has its roots there. Our wholeness has its roots in this mystery and miracle of being life embodied. And so what if our ground of health began here? What if our ground of health began in the wholeness of that reverence and recognition of the miracle of being alive? And in that recognition that we're fundamentally connected with all of life. So not only are we connected within ourselves with the various aspects and expressions of the dimensions of our own life, but we're connected with everything through that innate life energy, that mystery that brings us alive. And so staying connected as you're able with that sense of wholeness and that greater ground of who you are. And seeing how, as I talk about some other dimensions of this, how you feel them, how you connect with them, what resonates, what doesn't. And one thing I want to say about this topic is that as human beings with this complexity of consciousness and our brains that have evolved with all these different capacities, there is a place for the ways in which our language creates meaning for us and helps us to focus our attention and helps us to bring greater awareness to the various aspects of who we are. And so I'm mentioning this now because, you know, these are constructs. You know, these are ways in which our mind is able to divide things up and label and communicate to ourselves and others what it is that we're focusing in on. And so when we talk about health, you know, even holistic health, there's such a strong pull, you know, because of how we use language and how our culture has taught us to relate with medicine and health. There's such a tendency to create separation where there's not any separation. So I just want to name that there's a role for the constructs and the language and the separation on one level. And yet, what I'm pointing at here, and I'll explain a little bit further now, is that we might not even be aware of the separation that we're creating. Health, you know, as I've been tuning into here, health is all of who we are. And no part of us is separate. And so many of us, even those of us trained in the holistic and alternative realms of health and medicine, you know, it's become really popular now to be talking about, you know, our body, our mind, our emotions, our soul, our spirit. And when we do that, we have a sense that we're really focusing on the whole, right? Because we're doing our best to mention all those different parts. And yet, what I've come to see, both just in my own journey, you know, of navigating health crises and growing and healing along my own path, as well as, you know, through my studies at Bastyr University and in teaching there and, you know, and all the different work I've been doing with clients, it's there's something that just kept nagging at me about that, you know, that it just felt off, just the way that we would list all these different things and then call that holistic. And so what I've come to see is that we're really creating separation when we're not meaning to. We think we're being holistic, but there's actually separation going on. And the differentiation that I'm attempting to make is really what happens when we drop into that deeper ground that I touched into in that guided visualization, where the ground of health is actually being intimately, deeply, profoundly connected with the life energy infusing us. And seeing that the separations that we make are merely constructs. So, you know, so often in our culture, health becomes primarily about managing our physicality. And our physicality is one constructed, separate aspect of our wholeness. We can't separate it. No matter how we try, when anything's happening on that plane, it's happening on every other aspect of ourselves. And that can be really hard for our minds to grasp. You know, it's becoming more popular, the mind-body connection, you know, and there's a lot that's showing up for us there. But what if we didn't even need to name that? What if we could actually just relax into, well, of course, everything is coming from the same wholeness. We are one whole expression of life. So from this ground, you know, from this ground where health actually includes everything, we can consciously embrace our mortality. We can consciously embrace the diseases we navigate, the transformations that we go through as we age, the different symptoms, emotionality, and physical instability that we experience in times of transition. The cycles of feeling stronger, weaker, fatter, thinner. health includes all of that, and we can actually choose to kind of rewrite and reframe our story of health to actually encompass and embrace the larger evolutionary journey we're navigating. To really see that what we tend to sort of piecemeal out as this symptom or that symptom or this problem that we need to fix actually can be seen through the lens of simply us navigating our life and opening into greater embodied wisdom, a greater life expression. So from that place, health does not need to mean without pathology, as conventional paradigms may dictate. And in a sense, health is not something that we have or we don't have. It's not a state. It's not an end goal. It's always changing and it's always evolving, because health is simply the expression of our own aliveness, of our own sense of embodying our life energy in this particular unique being that we are. So from this ground of health, you know, this ground of wholeness, of really living from that innate wholeness, we can orient towards ourselves where we're simultaneously recognizing and honoring the transformation that happens in our suffering in life. And we can move towards bringing greater ease and embracing that suffering, because that's just naturally what we do. That's what we move towards. And at the same time, we can hold that transformation and all of the fullness of the different life experiences we have as aspects of kind of our innate whole person evolving expression of who we are. It's always dynamic. It's always changing. And so, you know, I'm talking in really theoretical terms now, but I'm hoping as I'm speaking that you're able to kind of feel that shift within yourself of what it would be to have health be grounded in these ways. So from that place, how do we care for the various aspects of ourselves while still staying grounded in our wholeness? You know, so here's where it gets a little bit tricky, and it's a subtle distinction that I'm making, because there is a place, you know, because we're these human beings with these mental capacities and we have language and constructs and we're focusing in, you know, on different strategies and ways of supporting ourselves. There's a place for that. It's helpful to learn about our physicality and ways to support the functioning of our body. And we can become more intimate and self-aware with our emotional states and our wounding and the traumas, and to really kind of unwind and heal those. And with our mental functioning and our paradigms and our beliefs. And we can, you know, we can seek out practitioners that support us in taking care of ourselves in these various ways. We can have different kinds of practices that support us in sort of this complexity of all these dimensions of who we are. And yet what I'm pointing towards here is a difference where we can actually hold, sort of witness ourselves holding the fact that we're supporting these different aspects, and to see them as constructs, and to see them as sort of a strategic way of embracing the complexity of who we are. And we can do so not from sort of the realm of an ordinary kind of consciousness in which it's all about trying to mold and manage ourselves into being healthy. Like we're going to take care of all these parts so that we can be healthy. Can you feel the difference in that orientation? Where we're trying to make all the parts become the whole. And the alternative, you know, is really when we can tend to our parts from realizing and living from an awakened grounding in our wholeness. And when we do that, the experience of health becomes spacious. We're able to drop into just a place of ease and trust, in a sense, to really come into an embodiment of love. Like we can see and experience the context of the separation that we're creating, and yet also get that no part of us in actuality is independent of any other. So if we focus in on our physicality, it's inevitably influencing all aspects of who we are. And we can see that from any thread that we tend to pull on or go down. All of it's interconnected. So you may have seen or heard, if you're on my email list, that, you know, I've recently been promoting and launching a 9-month program called the Awakening to Vitality Program. And it's starting up in February. And I want to mention it kind of in the context of the teachings tonight, because that program for me represents, at this point in time, my best attempt to create a transformative healing learning container that really honors our wholeness, that weaves together the various aspects of what it is that supports us in coming fully alive in life and really coming to be able to turn towards ourselves with love and with ease and with a sense of reverence that leaves us grounded in the wholeness of our interconnectedness with all of life, with all of humanity, with our place here on earth, with our unique contribution, our unique offering, and who we're here to be, and how we're here to be, and what we're here to offer and gift and serve. And in a sense, it's about really honoring that our vitality, our vital life expression, and our sense of really being connected with being alive, with really being here in these bodies, is that we're connected with all of that, with our physicality. You know, our physicality is about being embodied consciously. And with being connected with the embrace of the complexity of all that we feel and sense and know and the feedback that we're receiving all the time, and that we're connected with our place in all of it. It's about our relationship with ourselves, with each other, with our place in the world, with all of life, and seeing them all as one. So in a sense, it's collapsing down to that place of wholeness where awakening to our vitality, with connecting with what health truly is about experiencing the multidimensionality, the complexity of ourselves that actually comes down to this simplicity. And that simplicity is the life energy pulsing through us. And when we connect down to that simplicity, we're also connecting with all of life, with all of consciousness. And so the interconnections that are going on are at all different levels. And so the possibility that I'm touching into here is, what if our grounding in health came from there? So recently, some of you might have heard, I did a dialogue interview with Mark Gaffney. And one of the things that's really kind of stuck in my head from what he offered in that dialogue was his reflection and expression, you know, that I am dead zookering, you know, and each of us are doing that. So each of us have this unique expression of life that we're here embodying, that no one else is. And we're kind of like We are life, you know. I am life, Deb's occurring. I am that life consciousness infusing all, Deb Zuckering, because it's flowing through this unique body and being. And so how can we drop into that place of really living from that wholeness, of really shifting our orientation to health, to that grounding that takes us out of all the micromanaging, that takes us out of all the rights and wrongs and the complexity in which, you know, it ends up being like we're constantly in battle with ourselves. And that can be a really subtle level, or it can be really obvious, of how we're at odds with ourselves, of how we're trying to mold ourselves and push ourselves to be certain ways. Out of some sense of right and wrong, out of some sense of obligation, of what we're supposed to be doing. But what is it to shift it out of obligation and into a place of really living in the reverence and the miracle of what it is to have this incredible opportunity to be conscious in body, so consciousness embodied, to be this unique person that we each are, to live as fully and as with as much vibrance and vitality and expression that we're able to in our own unique way. However that looks. And so for me, you know, if you've been tapping into any of my other teachings or worked with me at all, you'll know that my approach to health is really evolving into taking a very different direction to other folks out there. You know, really I found that in coming to a trust, When we ground ourselves in this wholeness, in this reverence, in this orientation to ourselves, when we heal our relationship with health in this way, it opens us up to truly experience the possibilities of life that truly helps us align and come alive. And what I see over and over and over again is that with that, all the different protocols that we think we're supposed to be doing and all of the complexity, you know, that's there for us in our relationship to health, it begins to unwind itself and it's like things find their rightful place. And there still may be very much, you know, a role for lots of different kinds of health practitioners, conventional and otherwise, you know, of helping to serve the various patterning that we have and conditioning that we have and diseases and there's a place for that. But what I'm pointing at here is a foundation underneath it all and a possibility for us to be able to drop back into that simplicity of knowing our wholeness, living from that place. And to heal ourselves from that awakened orientation, from that ground of health that's connected with our innate life energy that connects us with all of life. So, seem to have gotten to the point where the words are stopping to flow. I just want to say, you know, if any of you are curious to learn more about the program that I was mentioning, the Awakening to Vitality program. It's starting up in February, so enrollment's actually ending January 25th. Even if you're just a little bit curious, I'm happy to chat with you about it. You know, if you're live on the call tonight, or feel free to contact me at deb@vitalmedicine.com or 360-389-2182. And that goes for beyond the program. You know, I work with people one-on-one locally as well as via Skype or phone, and have a number of other different kinds of ways for you to plug in. So don't hesitate to contact me. I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to be able to support you and beginning to access more fully what it is I've been talking about on this call tonight. So with that, I'm going to open it up for any of you who are on the call tonight. If you have anything that you feel called to share, it could be just, you know, something that opened for you, that moved you, an insight or a question, anything that you want to share. The line is open for you now to do that. All you have to do is press *6, and I will see you show up as wanting to say something. So I always love to engage on these calls. So feel free to bring forward. And if it's something that's not particularly related to the topic tonight, this is also an opportunity. You know, once a month, I kind of open it up for any kind of informal mentoring or coaching that you might want on the call tonight. So don't be shy. All right, we have someone here, so I'm going to unmute you. Hello, who's here?
This is John.
Hi, John.
Hey, thanks for the call, Deb. I'm finding it really interesting, and I just find myself continuing to need to chip away at my traditional idea of health, and I found myself thinking tonight while you were talking, considering the idea that one could, for instance, be dying of cancer and be doing it in a very healthful way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it takes so long to kind of, it has for me to kind of move away from the traditional orientation.
Mhm. Yeah, well, I mean, we're so embedded in these different paradigms, and until, you know, something helps us to pop out a bit into kind of seeing a different perspective or view or holding of it, it's like, yeah, we're just rooted there, and the patternings of how we make meaning and how we navigate and how we communicate to each other, they're really strong. So yeah, it's one thing, you know, to begin to kind of pop out and play with the awareness around it, just starting from what you just said, you know, starting from the place of asking questions of yourself or you know, taking different scenarios into account in your own life of how you're navigating in relationship to health and your body and caring for yourself as well as, you know, watching what's happening, you know, in our larger culture with friends and loved ones. And what I found just, you know, for myself as well as with working with others, it's like once you start to pop out and consciously play with your awareness around it, it starts showing up more and more. You know, it's like it's sort of like building a muscle of awareness, and then the experiments get to start with how do you play with that in your own life? You know, how does it drop out of just sort of a mental awareness into more of an embodied way of living and moving through life? And that's where, you know, having some structures of support can come in, because it can be really hard to make that shift.
I hear that.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else that you wanted to add, Jim?
No, I think that's it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. All right. Anyone else have anything to add? Press *6 if you'd like to share. All right. There are a couple of you here. So the first one, I just unmuted. The last numbers of your phone number are 5353.
Hi, that's me.
Hi.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Kristen.
I am a baby doc, a baby naturopath.
Yeah.
I am considering doing some of your longer courses. But I'm just finding it interesting that, I mean, much of this is a journey within myself, but having seen a couple of patients now it's interesting that my relationship with health, it seems to be getting simpler and at the same time drastically more complex. Mm. And the simplicity comes from, I think that health in itself is a very simple equation, but yet the complexity is not, it's all in how we relate to it and how each individual patient relates to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finding more and more that the work that I need to do with patients is not necessarily changing their diet around or making them do more exercise or doing X, Y, and Z, although those things are all important. Mm-hmm. It's really that relationship and how they see themselves through health and how they're relating to their own health and the emotions that arise from that and the patterns that we create around that, either to save ourselves from it or move towards a better state of health or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I just find myself in this world that I had never seen myself or had foreseen
mm-hmm.
in medical school being in. And I love it because I feel like this is where we can make change.
This is
where the empowerment happens. And so I'm really grateful for everything that you're doing. It's nice to have a role model out there. But, yeah, I'm truly in awe every single day now of the power that we as individuals have and the power that we have to make changes within ourselves. And just kind of coincidentally how making changes within yourself makes changes in the world. And I think that's the most powerful medicine that all of us have. And we're all capable of it and have access to it. And that's the most beautiful thing.
Oh, Kristen, that was really, really beautifully expressed. And I'm feeling really inspired, you know, that as a new baby doc, as you said, out there in the world, you know, that you're really standing in those perspectives. And it can be, you know, kind of as a follow-up to what John was saying, you know, it can be challenging, you know, regardless of what kind of medicine you've been trained in to, you know, in the naturopathic education, there's a lot of ways in which we're programmed and to view what we offer as being, you know, X, Y, and Z, and to begin to unplug and really kind of tune into the greater resonance for you and what you're here to be offering, and you know, to so quickly really be able to see what, you know, what's aligned and what's not, and how do you focus your attention in the ways that really access those deeper realms of healing, as you were just, you know, really eloquently describing. So, I very much appreciate you sharing that on the call tonight.
I appreciate you being here.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to re-mute you and open it. So now this is 8894 are the last few numbers of this phone number.
That's me, Deb. This is Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi.
Hi.
I didn't really have a question. I just, maybe I'm still kind of separating things, but I found that in illness, when I hit a wall, that I felt like I was always fighting against my body when I was trying to get well.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just realized after hearing some of your teaching about how things work together, that maybe my body was fighting against my mind in being sick. Maybe there were things in my mind or emotions that my body was more fighting against. But I guess that's still kind of separating everything. This is kind of helpful hearing this tonight.
Yeah, thanks, Carol, for that comment, and I imagine others listening in can relate to that sort of sense of sort of the ways in which we may feel like we're in battle with ourselves, and I certainly know, you know, from my own health journey, Yeah, I can very much relate with what you're just describing, that sense of sort of fighting against what was happening with my body and sort of having all these ideas about what I was supposed to be doing. And then, you know, kind of the flip side that you just mentioned too, of how, you know, I might get symptoms that are giving me feedback about sort of my mental orientation and all of that. And yeah, and I think there is sort of, you know, we're complex and we're going to kind of relate with ourselves at different states of being. And, you know, what I was pointing towards is actually, you know, a possibility of relaxing underneath sort of that whole inner dialogue and exchange that's going on, to actually sort of be holding ourselves more from the place of acknowledging, you know, that these are just a lot of different expressions of kind of like they're all different symptom expressions of the feedback we're receiving in our own state of being. And you know, we try, like some of us are much stronger in our minds. I'm one of those people than others. Just this, like, my mind like wants to figure everything out and come up with sort of reasons for things and, you know, the next strategies and things I'm going to do and all that. And there's a place for that, you know. It's like, there's a reason that we have those functions, and there's a reason that, you know, our science has progressed in the ways that it has, and, you know, the incredible expertise and technologies and all of that that we have access to now. And yet, you know, kind of with practice, you know, seeing how we can continue to drop back down into that rooted place within ourselves of, wow, I am a human being who is alive and having this experience right now. And just the awe of that, whatever the experience may be and however uncomfortable it may be. And then listening and trusting for sort of that place of intimacy with ourselves, where we can listen to the guidance that's there. What do we need? What do we need? How can we nourish ourselves, you know, in that, at that deep level? How can we tend towards and care for ourselves like mothers and fathers to ourselves, really stewarding this miracle of life that we are? And my experience in my own journey is that regardless of what's been going on or how uncomfortable I've been, when I've been able to drop down into that deeper place of holding, it really clarifies for me, like, what are my true priorities here? How can I tend to myself? What do I need to be balancing in the mix of this? What's the feedback I'm receiving? And kind of it helps to disentangle that whole back and forth confusing mess of it's this or it's this or it's this, and instead kind of roots down of that greater sense of alignment with ourselves in life.
Well, thank you. That's very helpful.
Yeah, thank you, Carol. Anyone else? We have a few minutes left. Anyone else have anything you want to add, whether you've spoken before or not? There's the opportunity here. Just press *6. Anything else that's moving in you that's kind of nudging you to speak up right now? All right, we have someone here. I unmuted you.
Hi, hello? Diane.
Oh, hi, Diane.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. There was a word that you just said that kind of resonated with me that I thought I would talk about, and that was the word stewardship. And I never thought about using that as a as something I hold over myself, so to speak. I often use that word when working with clients, and I talk about like being a fiscal steward of their money or something like that. But when you said that word, it kind of opened up a new kind of like neuron, snapped a little bit differently, in the sense that I never really thought of it in the sense of the stewardship of oneself. And I kind of like, it just sort of resonated with me. I was sort of like, oh, okay. It sounds so much better than saying I'm a responsible adult. It sounds better. I kind of like this stewardship. It seems like it's more, I don't know if genuine or authentic is the right word, but I kind of like that. And at least for me anyway, it resonated a certain, I almost kind of wanted to step into that and say, okay, that works for me. What do I need to do? What does that mean for me? And I like the exploration of what does that mean for me when I say that I am a steward of myself.
Yeah. I love that you kind of just amplified that and that it touched in for you. You know, we all have different preferences in terms of language and different triggers, and I relate similarly to the word steward or stewardship, and I've also been sort of playing with how much to use it in my work, because I've encountered some people who actually have a different, you know, response to it, where it can trigger, you know, more of that sort of tighter reactionary place, like the word responsibility can, you know. It's sort of like, it's really unfortunate that we have these complexities with language in that way. I mean, it's kind of fun to experiment and play with the different words that touch in, you know, with different people. But yeah, for me, I have a similar reaction to stewardship, where it really evokes that sense of reverence and that sense of relaxing in, and not from like the have to or should, or like I need to sort of make myself do things because I'm the steward of this body, but it feels like a really gentle, loving, reverent holding is what it evokes in me. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. That's what, when you said it, it's like, oh, that's a lot more, for me anyway, it was a lot more embracing in that way, and that it's just done with love and with tenderness and whatnot. And I don't know why that, as opposed to responsibility, but I think perhaps it's this sense of sort of, I don't know, the gentleness about it for some reason for me on that word. I mean, and like you said, language is kind of everybody, something resonates differently with different people. But when you said that, that's what rang true for me.
Thank you, Diane. I really appreciate it. Yeah. All right. I'm remuting you. And last chance. Anyone have anything more that you want to share? A little comment or something bigger? We have just a couple minutes left here. All right. Well, that actually feels like a great place to wrap up tonight. And I really want to honor and appreciate all of you who shared yourselves on the call tonight. I love the dialogue time to really be able to reap the wisdom of all of you and your, you know, your own personal experience and how you relate with this kind of content and, you know, in a direct, real, authentic way in your lives. And so thank you for your wisdom and for your courage to be really opening to a deeper way of holding yourselves and, you know, of stewarding. I just had to bring that word back in, of stewarding yourself in life and really standing in a place of honoring the possibility of coming alive and living with alignment and vitality and connection with your wholeness. Connection that connects you with all of life, with all of consciousness, with all of who you are and the mystery of that. So it's always a pleasure. And again, you know, don't hesitate to reach out to contact me at any time with question, need for support, you know, an insight you want to share. I absolutely love engaging with you all. So thank you so much. Have a lovely night, and I will hopefully engage with you all soon. Okay.